Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Beitzah, Perek Daled, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos of Shleim Zalman of Zugasim Arsiyat V'Choyis Chalot Seim. They should be given for that Sachat Slachan Siat Nishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Sela, and B'schos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be zecher to find Reziva Kagan Bekar of Mamesh. Mishnah Daled says Ein Paischen Es Haner, no opening up or starting a lamp. Now, what does that mean to open it or to start it? So, when potters would make clay or earthenware lamps, they would take a ball of clay called a Beitzah, that's an egg because it was shaped like an egg, and then they would punch a hole in the middle, and that was the beginning of the lamp. That's called being paiseach the lamp. No doing that on Yontif, mivnei shehu asa kli, because he's making a kli on Yontif. Furthermore, ein oisin pechamin beyontif, no making coals on Yontif, because coals are considered a kli as well. Gold refiners would use coals, so this is considered a kli. And also, ein choitchen es hapsila l'shnayim, no taking a wick and cutting it into two, because making a wick is also considered making a kli. However, Rabbi Huda says, he could cut it with fire in two lamps, which means he could take a long wick, stick one end into one lamp, one end into the other lamp, and then light the middle of it, and now he has two wicks and two lamps, and it doesn't look like he was creating a wick. It looks like he was just trying to light two different lamps at the same time, and that's permitted according to Rabbi Yehuda, and we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And moving on to Mishnah Hay, continuing to talk about making kalim on Yontif, ein shoivenes acheres ve'ein chaitchenes haniyar litzlois by moliach. No breaking a piece of pottery or cutting a piece of paper in order to roast salted fish. What would they do? They would take their salted fish and put it on a metal grate, which is over fire, and roast it like that. The problem is, if the fish is directly on the grate, it's going to get burned by the heat. So they take a piece of pottery and put the fish on the pottery, and then the pottery would go on the grate. Or they would cut a piece of paper, soak it in oil, and put the fish on that. So he's not allowed to break a piece of pottery for this or cut a piece of paper for this, because that's making a kli. Furthermore, v'ein garfen tana v'kirayim, he's not allowed to rake out an oven or a stove from its coals and ashes on Yontif, aval mechabshin, but he could smooth out all the ash on the bottom. V'ein mekifin shtei chavyos, he's not allowed to take two earthenware barrels and put them next to each other, lishvais aleinas hakdeira, in order to put a pot on top of them. This is talking about where he has a fire on the ground and he wants to make a makeshift stove, so he wants to take these barrels, put them near each other, and then put his pot on top, so now it's on top of the fire. He can't do that because it looks like he's making a kli. And also, v'ein samchas hakdeira bebakat, v'chein badeles, he's allowed to take a piece of wood and rest his pot on top of it or lean his door against it. And that's because wood is meant only for burning on Yontif and not for any other shimush. And lastly, v'ein manhigin es habehema b'makel b'yontif, no leading an animal with a stick on Yontif because it looks like he's bringing it to the shuk to sell it. However, Reb Shimon allows one to lead an animal with a stick on Yontif. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.